Welcome to the Lagos Real Estate Insider Podcast, the number one podcast dedicated to helping you create wealth, investing in real estate, and live a world-class life while making a difference and impact in the lives of people. I am your host, Idris Ndagwa. On this podcast, I share insight to the real estate market, advice and strategies for investing in real estate, and some of the latest real estate investment opportunities. I also share some motivation and inspiration for taking your life to the next level. Thanks for tuning into this episode and let's dive in.
So today I want us to talk about how to become a real estate developer. You know, most people have been hearing real estate developer or real estate development. And the question is, what exactly does it mean? And how can you become a real estate developer? That's what I'm going to be breaking down in this episode. So whether you are watching on YouTube or you are listening on your favorite podcast platform, make sure you subscribe, like it, and share it with your friends, and let's dive in. So a real estate developer is someone who buy land and build on it for either reselling or profit purpose or for personal use. There are a lot of steps and things that you need to know if you want to become a developer. Now, for clarity purpose, I am not a real estate developer. However, I work with a lot of real estate developers. I'm also a realtor and I study civil engineering, so I understand construction very well. That's why I want to break down this episode, what I've learned from working with over 10 different developers and my experience as a realtor and also my experience as a civil engineer. Now, step one is to understand the Lagos real estate landscape. Lagos is a thriving economic state where there is high demand for accommodation, housing, and infrastructures. So it's important you understand different kinds of real estate. And what I mean by this is whether you are going for commercial real estate, residential real estate, or infrastructural development. So there are different kinds of real estate. So the first step is to understand which sector you are going to. Step two, clarity. Now, before you start anything, you need to be very clear on why you want to get into the real estate and what type of real estate are you getting into. If you are watching or listening to this episode, I'm confidently assuming you want to either build house for a residential purpose or you want to get into real estate development for business and making money. Now, anyone you are going into, you need to be very clear about it, whether you want to build for your personal use or you want to develop for, you know, profit. You want to get into the real estate as a business. After that, step three is land acquisition. I mentioned earlier that a real estate developer acquires land and either build on it for profit purpose or for personal use. So now, where the main work of a developer starts is land acquisition. Now, there are three ways to acquire land if you want to acquire land as a real estate developer. First, you can acquire land from a family. You know, land in every state or every community has owners, people who have the rights to the land. Because according to the Nigeria Constitution, the state government owns the land. So what the state government does is there are people of different communities within the state that have right to some parcel of land. For example, emirs, you know, families or royals, they have access or rights to some parcel of land which the government give them. So you can acquire land from a family, which is the least recommended way. Why? Because sometimes cases do arise. And another thing I need to mention is if you are going into real estate development as a business, what you are giving people is peace of mind. When people are buying land from you, they are buying peace of mind. So basically, you are resolving conflict or doing negotiation for your clients or people that will buy into your estate. That's why there are lots of work that goes into becoming a developer. So you can acquire land from a family. The second way to acquire land is estate developer. Now, there are some land that some estate developers have already acquired in hectares. For example, one of our estates in Ibejuleki, that would be Ituno Residential Estate, is about 36 hectares. So some developers have already acquired large parcel of land. Out of it, you can also buy from them and build your own estate within the estate. This method of acquiring land is recommended and it is more effective because most of the work have already been done for you. What you may need to do is to buy the land from the developer and build your own estate within an estate. And by the way, if you want to buy any land, we have land in Epe, Ibejuleki, and Kitu Epe. So if you're interested in any, you can send me a DM on my WhatsApp or give me a call. So the third way to acquire land is through government. You can acquire land from the state government directly. That is done through the land bureau. The state government have a master plan, so there are some parcels of land that have already been set aside for estate developers. So you can go to the state government and acquire some land directly from them. Those lands usually have the title government allocated. So the last way to acquire land is through joint ventures. Now, there are some estate developers or family members who already have land but don't have the capital to build on it. So if you have the capital, you can do a joint venture where they contribute land and you contribute the capital. You come together and make a plan on how to develop an estate and how to profit from it. If you want to learn more about this, please check out our episode 7 or 8 of the podcast series. You can go to the Lagos Real Estate Insider podcast on either Apple, Spotify, or Google. Now, before we go further, if you want to become a real estate developer for personal use, all you need to do is to buy land within an estate, then talk to your architect, come up with a design, and build on it. So that one is very simple. It's not as complicated as becoming a real estate developer as a business. So now, the next step, step 4, is team. Now, as a real estate developer, you need a team, and there are different kinds of people that should be in your team. You need an architect, someone who can always come up with a very nice design. It can be a part-time, or you can decide to employ them as part of your company. But mostly, the architects are usually, you know, part-time. You just express your idea and ask them to come up with different design for you. That is very simple. Now, you also need an engineer, someone who can execute the plan. After the architect has come up with a plan, the engineer will do the design, that structural design. A structural engineer needs to do the structural drawing, where there should be a column, there should be a beam, there should be a slab, load, and everything, including the soil testing, bearing capacity. There are many other works of a civil engineer. So you need a civil engineer. You also need a lawyer, someone who understands legal documents and legal processes for government clearance, agency, and many other things. And lastly, if you are developing for a business, you also need realtors, someone who can help you market your property and find clients for it. So those are the people that should be in your team. And you may also need a quantity surveyor, someone that can do evaluation for you, presenting bill of quantities and so on. So those are the basic people that should be in your team. Now, step 5 is market research and feasibility studies. Before you come up with any design, you need to do a market research. And the question you should ask yourself is, what is the higher demand in a particular location that you want to build or develop? Because real estate developers don't just stand up and say they want to build. They usually carry out a feasibility study. Most of their decision is data-driven decision. They make decision based on data. Okay, in this axis, what people are building is duplexes. Can we build a mezzanine here or high-rise building? I just want to give you an idea of how real estate developers make decisions. And some of them, they will be like, okay, everyone will be building duplexes. Can we build bungalow here? You know, whatever area that you want to develop, you have to do feasibility studies. And when you carry out a market research, what you also have to keep into account is the selling price of properties within the neighborhood. I will talk more about this in the next step. So step six is financing your project. Now, this is the most critical part of real estate development. You have to be very good at finances. Now, before planning your finances, you also have to be very clear on your model of businesses. From different developers that I've worked with, here is what I've learned. One, some developers, when constructing, they give the final price of the property right from day one. Whoever wants to key in, should key in. If you want to wait till they have finished the construction, it's fine. And two, for some developers, they work strategically based on property appreciation and the promise of the brand. For example, we usually have pre-launch price, construction price, or launch price. And as the construction progresses, especially off-plan properties, the property will be appreciating in value. And by the time the construction is completed, the property will be selling at its final price. So you have to know your business model and you have to plan your finances. Now, when it comes to planning your finances, the first thing you need to understand is how do you want to raise capital for your investment? If you have the capital, fine. But if you don't have the capital, do you want to raise the capital through bank loans, private investors, government incentives, and many other ways of raising capital? You have to be very clear about it and plan your project funding. When planning your finances, you also have to take into account you have people to pay, people working at the site, such as the laborers, although the engineer will handle that, but you have storekeepers, the building materials such as sand, cement, and other things. So you have to take all those things into account. And you have to do the math. You have to project what your profit should be, because the purpose of business is simply to produce profit, to make money. Step seven is navigating through regulatory challenges. Now, construction comes with lots of challenges. And as I mentioned earlier, as a developer, your major work is simply negotiation and giving clients peace of mind. That is, if you are going into real estate development business, your major work as a developer is simply decision making for the company. So there are many regulatory bodies that you need to deal with, such as town planners and many other agencies. And step eight is project management and execution. Once you started construction or once you plan out everything, then you need to find the right people who have the skills, apart from the engineers, the contractors, you know, especially the finishing points. You need people like electricians, interior designers, and many other people who can execute that. Step nine is sales and marketing. Now, after you've completed the project, or as the project is going on, you want your realtors and everyone to market it. So marketing is key to sales. You have to make sure that as the construction is going on, your realtors and everyone is marketing your product aggressively. And before the final point, if you're interested in acquiring any land, whether it is plot or acres, we have different plots available for you, free from any form of government acquisition. We have land in Ekpe, Ibejulekki, Kitu, Ekpe, Mowi, Ogun State, Ibadan, and even Abuja. So you can simply contact me by sending me a DM or give me a call. And lastly, find a mentor. Now, in my study of most of the real estate developers that I've worked with, majority of them started as a realtor. And that is the major key why their businesses haven't failed. One, they understand the industry. Two, they have a mentor. There are lots of rewards that comes with becoming a developer, but there are also lots of challenges that comes with it. So having a mentor will help you navigate through the challenges and through the tough decisions that you have to make.
If you're enjoying today's episode, here are three ways you can work with me, support me, and this podcast. Number one, share this episode with a friend, family, co-worker, or a team. who you think will find it valuable. If you share it with any of those people and they find it valuable, they will thank you later, being the source for sharing it with them, which strengthens your relationship and help you take your relationship to the next level. Number 2, refer me to a friend who need a property or a guidance for their real estate investment. If you know anyone who need a property or want to make an inquiry, or you need a property and you want to make an inquiry, don't hesitate to contact me on 070-4408-6868. Again, 070-4408-6868. Or you can email me at realestatewithidris@gmail.com. Again, realestatewithidris@gmail.com. And finally, number 3 is to help me rate this podcast on your listening platform. Whether you are listening on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or any of your favorite platform, help me rate this podcast. And when you rate it and leave a review, it helps other people just like you discover the podcast as a very valuable podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you in the next episode.